Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday, New York, and welcome to the show. A mad off the top of my head. Well, I'm very mad to come to a realization of why we have not. We couldn't get certain shows on the air, and why shows were late or missing or not broadcast. And come to find out, and I want to thank Allie and Suzanne
You're welcome.
Helping to reveal it, but come to find out that the blog website is not accessible the way it should be to the visually impaired.
That's correct.
So it's their fault. They better fix it or else they're going to have trouble, big trouble. So there's the warning, and I want to publicly apologize to Suzanne because I blamed her.
That's all right.
And,
like brother and sister.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
nobody's
great.
Perfect.
Thank you. Nobody is perfect. That's
and,
right.
But this is a great revelation, and I trust Allie is in with some group. I don't know the name of them, but I would advertise them if I knew. Some blind association of experts on websites for the blind.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's why she's into all this, and she also has a website attorney working with her.
Oh, nice.
So, blog, you better get off your ass and correct this situation. I don't like people interfering with my show. And it wasn't
that's
Suzanne,
right.
It was blog. And I pay you guys.
That's right.
All right. And I'm even willing to pay more, but you got to fix this thing so we can get in there and do the show in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, 213-816-1650. And a glad for me, and I'm sure for many, many others, is the fact that bitch trainer that allegedly killed Milton was arrested. Milton will have justice.
Yeah, he will.
All right. So, a glad on that note. And I want to thank the SPCA for being brave enough and strong enough to go up against a powerful guide dog school.
Oh, yeah.
You don't hear that every day.
Nope.
So hopefully now it's a breakthrough. I spoke with Senator Wyke's administrative aide. They're planning to introduce legislation. By the end of the year, they're going to be in touch with us, and we'll be able to
help out.
To help them orchestrate, you know, and give them ideas what should be in there. And
oh, of course.
I've asked Devin Fernandez to be in on that.
Yeah.
You know, I believe he's a fair guy.
Oh, yeah.
And
very fair.
I'm also going to reach out and ask Jose Delgado.
Oh, yeah.
To be a part of that.
From
the independent living here in Suffolk County. We've got to make changes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Changes. Change is the key word here.
Yeah.
And it's so unfortunate that tragedy has to occur before people will wake up. We went to Senator Boyle for years. Phil's a good guy, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We went to him for years with a committee that we put together to try to convince him that these schools need to be regulated, and he wouldn't do a thing about it. Now look what happened. Now look at the tragedy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's horrible.
So really. Isn't that the case many a times, what it takes?
Yeah. It's death for everything.
So justice will be served.
Yeah, I know that.
All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004, adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, New Jersey. And we thank her for all her help and caring.
Mm.
The great, great Akita. let's see, the email, Big East, that is, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net, if you want to email them. And again, that phone number, 609-388-7004. They have trainers. They have veterinarians. You want a dog for a specific purpose, let them know.
Yeah.
They can help you. Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world. Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, the Texas children who didn't make it through a school day.
That's horrible.
We remember them. We honor them. Go an extra mile for a child. The politicians need to do more with that. A lot more. All right. Excuse me. Inner Sight, remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Hey, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Kennedy is outraged over the death of Milton. He's a big dog lover.
Yeah, we all are.
You know,
in sight.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty, tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. My good friend Tony and his wife Jen pledging $100 to Inner Sight. We thank you so much for that. Outraged over the death of Milton.
It's disgusting.
You know. And
you know.
The guide dog school here in Smithfield.
I'm sorry. Shoot, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You want to play it?
After I finished this comment, the guide dog school here in Smithtown denied Tony a dog, you know, and another school upstate denied him and tried to get money out of him.
Yeah.
We advocated for Tony, and he finally got his dog.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear the Willie Nelson.
In honor of Milton.
In honor of Milton.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get to it again. Now, everything is...
Go good together.
Geez. There we go. I got it. Come on.
Inner Sight.
Now.
High on a mountain. Yeah. Western Montana, a silhouette moves across the cinnamon sky. Riding alone on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. Dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, and how he would sing her sweet lullaby. But but we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the ladies, ooh, he made some sigh. Now he rides away on a horse he called music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye. He rode the music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money, way too much ride. But those were the days when a horse he called music jumped through the moon and sailed across the sky. Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by. Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called Memories she used to ride. And he sang, ooh, to the ladies, ooh, they damn near lay down and die. Now he rides away on a horse he called music, with a pain in his heart here in his eyes. High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky. Marking the place where a horse he called music lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
Two great artists, Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson.
Both
Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, call Gary, 631-484-3085. And when he's able to do it, he can get you veterinarian services, too.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight, James Bahamonde, the civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662, any civil rights questions that you may have. All right, let's go to the lines. Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad about or glad about. And Saturday, the local news carried the arrest of that horrible trainer who left Milton to die, allegedly, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So, anybody on the line?
Yes, we have Anthony from Brooklyn.
All right. Anthony from Brooklyn on Inner Sight.
Yep, and he's
one of our regulars.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne. Happy Rosh Hashanah. How are you?
Oh, happy Rosh Hashanah to you. Okay.
Yes.
I like all those
happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yes, Rosh Hashanah Tova, and you're on in the site during Rosh Hashanah. You see how dedicated you are? What was I going to say? Wasn't Merle Haggard the guy who did the song Okie from Muskogee?
Yeah. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. I like
yeah.
that song, believe it or not, but I haven't heard it in years. I've got to pull it up on YouTube. But I actually have a scared tonight instead of a sad or mad because I am really scared for the people of Florida and what this hurricane is going to
mm-hmm.
do to them. But it doesn't seem like it's going to hit, you know, a lot of the area. I mean, you know, and it seems
my
to be...
My aunt is preparing.
You know, oh, boy. Well, I hope she'll be okay
yeah,
as the time goes on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I could never, you know, live in a place like that. I would be horrified, and I can't imagine how people live like that. But it only happens, you know, I mean, but so many times a year you would hope. We don't know, you know, how bad it'll be, and it's built up to hurricane code, so we have to see what happens, you know. But, let's see, did we Meadow Glad last week, but we weren't on Friday. What did I want to talk about as far as that goes? I'm mad that it looks like Kathy Hochul is going to get back in office. You know, her lead is way out ahead of, what's his name, I forgot, Lee Zeldman, the guy who she's running against. So I guess we'll have to give her time in office and see what happens, you know, and, you know, how she improves things. But I really don't think that, you know, she'll ever do anything else for the disabled, you know, beside that stupid thing where, you know, well, some people might not see it as stupid, but unhelpful thing, you know, that she did where you can have someone else be your guardian if they're your roommate. It's probably something that somebody came up with that, you know, let's do this for the disabled, and it was just a quick thought, and she kind of went along with it. But I don't know, you know, we'll have to see how that goes. But, you know, I also have a glad. They did, you know, a lot for charity this week, you know, in poor countries. I heard they had a telethon. And, you know, it's good. And they had a celebrity, you know, Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. So I watched that. That was interesting. But
where did that money go?
Whatever charity the celebrity chooses to play for.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I wonder, you know, when we'll ever have a politician in office that really talks about the disabled a lot, you know, and how they can help the disabled. But, you know, I really think that a lot of people, you know, tend to think that we can live and we do live under the same standards as everybody else. So, you know, overall, they think that our life isn't too shabby because to them, you know, even though we don't live off a lot of money, they figure that a lot of people live like that, you know, and that, you know, we have to manage our means and do the best we can. You know, as I've said, you know, because they figure that we live with family and, you know, we're dependent anyway because... You know, they figure that we have physical needs and can't, you know, fully take care of ourselves completely in many cases, except with the assistance of an aide. They figure it's okay because our families would help us anyway, and, you know, we live together with them.
Yeah, that's the
sad part. Yeah, and they don't really worry about it. But there is something that the, you know, the world must face if we're going to live like this, that not even... just due to our physical disability, even if we were physically able to live independently, but financially it would be impossible because even with the cost of living increase, it's only going to be a couple more $100, which will be, you know, eaten up like nothing. I mean,
that's an understatement.
Yeah, somebody should really go to the supermarket and, you know, do a...
And the people in the nursing home, the way the system is now, won't even see that money.
No, they won't.
Yeah, the people in the nursing homes aren't going to see a penny of it because...
Well, actually, I was able to get my mom's stimulus, two of them. So, and then it helped a lot because there were a lot of, you know, bills that we had both our names on, so I had to pay them off.
That's nice.
Been difficult.
I think that was a mistake. I wouldn't have done that.
It wasn't that expensive. It was, she wanted a, what are those, the tombstone, and she had already started it out by giving the guy $500. He made it. But
yeah,
how, you know, I have to finish paying it, and then it'll go to the cemetery. So,
yeah,
she didn't do the best.
Well, I guess most people believe in cemeteries. See, I don't. I'm very unconventional.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really starting to feel it's a waste for you to just have. I'm thinking and leaning towards cremation because I think it would be the cleanest, especially with our times right now. You know?
Well, I don't mean to, you know, come down on anybody for their feelings, but I think, you know, cremation is desecration of the human body and treating people like garbage. If you can't afford it, you know, I understand, but it's due to your finances. But, you know, I mean, let's face it, most people, honest as I wouldn't be able to afford, you know, life insurance or a funeral by themselves anyway.
Actually,
they would have
it's
to.
It's gotten better. I have a life insurance. I picked it out, and then I gave the information to my husband. So there it is. Everything's there, and all I have to do is finish paying it up, and I have myself. But it's not that much money. I thought it would be, but it isn't. They sort of made it a little condensed. I'm not going to advertise them on our show, so I'm not going to say the names. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, once you've got married, it's a little better, you know, and overall life is much better because living as a single disabled person and trying to pay rent in your own apartment or home is almost impossible unless you live in public housing. And then even there, you know, it's still a chunk of your rent. You could never make it.
I can't ask you about public housing. Have you heard of spa housing? S-P-A? Spa?
No, it sounds like, you know, some kind of place that you would go to a spa on vacation, but
that's
far away from anything.
Yeah
anything
spa,
you would experience, anything you would experience in public housing. The closest thing to a spa you're going to get in public housing is your bathtub, honey. But,
no, the woman gave me this phone number, and she goes, try them. And I wasn't sure if they're public housing or not. So I don't want to go and call and feel, you know, really.
Oh,
no.
I don't know if you have something that's called spa public housing in Long Island there, but I don't even know, you know, really that there is much public housing because,
not really.
You know, yeah, because Long Island is a more, you know, affluent, you know,
where?
Upper middle class area. You don't see that? Well, there are some people that are able to find, you know, housing that is not so, you know, upscale and expensive and fancy, but it's few and far between, you know. I mean, I'm sure that they have social services and they do something with the homeless, but it's not something that, you know, you'd be happy with or desirable with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, if you are in some place that, you know, is halfway decent and you have a roof over your head, you just stay put and, you know, just be thankful because, you know,
oh, I know.
Yeah, Long Island is, I mean, that's why they have so much churches and food pantries and, you know, because you can't afford anything in Long Island. I can't imagine how somebody would make it, you know what I mean? And, you know, once you move into public housing, you're pretty much trapped there for the rest of your life. I mean, if you're lucky enough to have Section 8, you know, and they pay half of your rent and you pay the other half, then that's as good of a deal as you're going to get. But if you still, you know, can't afford it with their assistance, then you have to, you know, move with someone, and that's the best you can do in life, and you just kind of have to, you know, shrug your shoulders and say, well, okay, you know, that's what it's going to be, because sometimes...
Oh, by the way, I got a note here. If you want to stay in shape and learn how to defend yourself, Third Eye Insight is the place. Kevin Fernandez, and the phone number, I'll give you that in a minute, but he has a school, they call it a JoJo, that backs him up, and they donate the place where he can teach self-defense and as an art and a good way to get rid of stress. 631-445-3464 is talk to Devin. Talk to him. 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight, related to Inner Sight now. But it's Insight. Third Eye Insight.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like something out of a Jackie Chan movie to me.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, he had some good kicks. I mean, maybe if you lived in public housing, you know, it could help save your life. I don't know. Definitely...
One of the things I want to bring up, and Devin and I were talking about this today, come to realize that when a person goes into a nursing home, the reason they're stuck in there many a times is because they lose their living accommodation, lose their apartment. Sometimes they even lose their house. If they rent a house, they'll lose that. That happened with Mary and Maureen, that we helped them get out. So what we want to do is try to get the politicians to pass a law that people can apply for hardship and not lose their apartment. You know, with the idea that I'm here. I was in the hospital, maybe, you know, and now I'm in a nursing home. With the idea being, I'm going home.
That's right.
You see, if you have no place to go, how can you go home?
That's
You're
right.
stuck in there. And then if you get on a program, you know, that may or may not help you, depending on criteria. Now that's a definite mad, that they take away a person's living accommodation, a person that already has an apartment, and then you got to start the whole thing all over again. And if the person is disabled, it's even worse, because you got to find an accessible apartment.
That's right.
Yeah, and
Shouldn't
there
be.
Isn't much accessible housing, you know,
no.
Out there,
Not
you know, and, unless you can
no.
pay a lot of money, and then, you know, the idea of you living in a house and it being accessible is, you know, I mean, zero to none. So basically the best you're going to, you know, get is an apartment building. And then, you know, it's my understanding that once you move into a nursing home, when you get settled in there, you know, they, you know, will basically get in your business shortly after you live there. Because, you know, once they think, you know, you're there to stay, then, you know, well, she's here, she's our resident, then, you know, we'll sell her her co-op or, you know, her house or condo or whatever, and then you turn over all your assets to them, and then you have no money to, you know, get out, and then you're stuck in a situation like Mary where you have to beg for years. And
technically, they're making people homeless. Excuse me.
Yeah, they are.
To them, they're not, because they expect that to be your home forever, your roof forever.
Yeah, but
forever.
That's not a home. That's not your home.
Well, we know that
it's a
trap. You know, a mouse trap. Mm-hmm. And as much as you try to peel yourself off of it, you can't, because they've got you stuck on it, and you can eke all you want, and they know that.
It's a definite mad, because that's not your home. Nobody should have the right. You know that's what dictators are doing, even as we speak. You know, taking away people's homes that don't agree with them. That's
one of
the things they do. And
you know what it is, Frank. Once they see that you have no one to call on the phone, as the old song would go, they figure that, you know, there's no chance of you ever getting out, because you have no one to call to say, oh, you know, could you go look at this?
Even if you have someone to call, they still do the same damn thing.
Right, but there's nobody to advocate for you, so you're all alone. And
There's advocates, but the point is...
Yeah, but they advocate as a job for you, because they don't give us something we can't say on the air, really, and they're not going to care like it's part of their life and treat
you
like
pay your
family
rent,
and look for a place.
And they come along and they take away your apartment. That's not
everything.
Right.
Right.
There's ways
to
fix that.
Yeah, it's more than rent. It's a financial weight on everything, on every penny of asset you have, and your health insurance and everything else. And then there's the other issue of, you know, you being alone and you having to advocate for yourself. And then they say, well, we don't have to hear anyone come in here and say, well, she didn't have enough water, or her clothes weren't changed, or her bed sheets are dirty, or she didn't eat, or, you know, whatever, and she's just going to lay on the bed and wait until they get around to her, because there's one to do or say anything.
Suzanne, do we have any other callers? I don't want to miss calls.
Yeah, I'll take a quick peek.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take a quick peek. No, it's just us.
Yeah. I told you the story of my uncle who lived not far from my other uncle, and he was in a nursing home, and it was the same nonsense, you know, that they do to everyone else, they did to him. You know, they didn't take care of him, and he was left in his own human feces for hours.
That's common in nursing homes.
But it's disgusting. You can get an infection. You can get an infection. Right. He fell on the floor, and they said, oh, we didn't even know him. My uncle walked in the room and found him on the floor. And my uncle would bring him food and everything and check on him, and as much as he went there, it was the same bullcrap every day with him being changed and, you know, not being taken care of. And then, you know, my family said, well, you know, they didn't know what to do, because, you know, he had nobody who could take care of him at home, and they were afraid he couldn't get enough hours.
They didn't have the resources.
His condition was,
the resources are there, but the family doesn't have any say over it.
Yeah, and they thought his condition wasn't going to get any better. And then he waited to go into another smaller nursing home, which never had an opening. And then thankfully, you know, Baruch Hashem, he...
Smaller nursing home, worse help.
He maxed out of the nursing home, which was the greatest thing in the world, because, you know, they didn't want to pay for him to be there anymore. And, you know, happier when he got home. He got an aide. Mm-hmm. They got him a decent agency with a good aide, and she took good care of him. I mean, I can't say how the agency was, let's put it that way, but at least the aide was good. She was an older Haitian lady, and she mm-hmm. took good care of him, and she encouraged him to do his exercises. You know, she cleaned the house, she did his laundry, she made his bed, she went outside with him to get fresh air. You know, she made sure he was
well
taken care of.
That's the kind of stuff we're talking about.
Everything he needed, a regular life. Regular, fresh air and the tweet of the birds, being stuck in a uncomfortable nursing home all day, where you know God knows.
They don't take you out.
No,
at all.
You never see the outside of
nope.
you know that facility. The most they do is maybe somebody takes you up the hallway. Or you go and sit, you know, in a small recreation area where, you know, you listen to music and eat and maybe play games or whatever, you know, whoever they come and get to do that or whatever. But it's never like home because, I mean, you could have people with dementia wandering in your room that, you know, you don't know if they're going to touch your stuff. You don't know what could get mixed with what. And they'll say, oh, we thought this was his or hers or... You know,
mm-hmm.
Worse than being in a hospital because they're you know, on shifts. So you
mm-hmm.
never know from 1 minute who you're going to have to take care of you or, you know, who's going to do what for you and who isn't. I mean, when you are, you know, at your home, you can, you know, have an aide. And if you don't like them, you can get rid of them. And you only have one person a day, maybe two, but you know who's coming in and out. Regular... You know, aides, regular schedule.
And then,
if you
have what we call the Volunteers for Freedom, you could
mm-hmm.
even have more help.
Yes,
right.
You can.
Exactly, and you know, I mean, you could live even in a small room, or you know, in a small apartment, and be much happier. You know, in a nice neighborhood, and be much more comfortable and have your family coming to see you, you know, and celebrate your holidays, your Christmas, your Thanksgiving.
Your birthday.
Your birthday, you know, New Year's, whatever you like, at home. You know,
right.
You can have everything you want, everything that makes you happy, makes you comfortable, you know, your favorite books, your favorite, you know, sheet set, your favorite comforter, whatever you like. You know, not the nursing home stuff, you know, that they give you, and then you're only allowed to have limited stuff, too, because, you know, you can't have that much clothes or anything else like you would in your own home, you know what I mean?
I've told this story before.
That's for sure.
Yeah, right? I told this story before, but it's worth repeating. When you're in a nursing home... They do not respect any of your privacy or respect anything related to that. So they observe the right to actually come in and look through your clothes and all of that. Well, my mom had bought, because the week before, I had no toilet paper, so we had to use paper towels. That was disgusting. And I had told my mom, from home, bring me the blue toilet paper. It was specifically because I didn't want them, you know, to say, oh, now you're hoarding, you know, toilet paper. No, this is my toilet paper from home. Do you know they still said that I was hoarding toilet paper and gave it back to my mom?
Yeah, that's what they say anytime you have anything in the home that they don't want you to have because it's not yours. Like, you know, when you're at home and you have an aide, she can't tell you what, you know, you can have in your home and what you can't. You know, you have the right, and if she doesn't like it, then she could get off your case, and she can't tell you who you can have in your home either.
Right.
You know, or what you have to throw away, you know, whatever. For example, if you have mouse traps on the kitchen floor, you know, and then they want to tell you, oh, you know, you don't need it, you should get rid of it, and you don't want to, they can't force you to do that. But in a nursing home, you know, they make the rules, and they say what goes. And how do you know if one person says you
can
have it?
They run your life.
And then, and the next person says you can't.
They take your life.
Yeah, they took my mom, dad, all of that. And it's still, to this very day, I can't help it, but there's certain things that remind me of them, and I start to cry all over again. It's really frustrating. It really is.
Well, you know, try to be strong and, you know, and know that they'll always be with you in, you know, your heart, and you have very fond memories, and also, you know, let, you know, your anger for what happened to them, you know, drive you to advocate to get, you know,
that's
more people out of, out of a nursing home.
I already
home.
Got one. Keep going.
Best you can.
Yeah.
And
Frank helped me, and we did it together, because getting Mary out of that was a pain in the butt.
I thought it was never going to happen. And then
we
when
all
it did.
Oh, we did it.
It just happened magically.
I was shocked. And I was so happy.
We all were.
Yeah.
When she said she's going home, she is home. I was like, she is? I first heard about it. Because it's very impossible to deal with these agencies. Not that you can't do it, but you have to do it with a little bit of, like, I don't know, something that would not be as bad, and then sort of befriend them, even though you're yelling at them in a sense. It's a real hard situation in some of these nursing homes for certain people. They want to do one thing the right way, but then they can't. Continue.
I feel like when you try to befriend these people, they have like a phony courteous attitude.
Yes,
and,
they do.
You know, you're on the phone with them, and then they're calling you every name, you know, under the sun, under their breath, because they wish you would stop calling, and they don't care. And then, you know, when they get fed enough, they'll say, oh, you know, we'll help her get out of the home. But they don't really want to, because they want the money, and it's all about a business. You think they want to lose that person?
No.
And then think about this, too. What about the person's age? You know, where if they could get somebody who's a little younger in the nursing home, they would rather that, because you get, you know, to have a patient for so long, and you won't have an empty bed. And then you can get the money for longer, or if they have money, you know, then you'll always have them. Whereas if they leave, then another person comes, they might die sooner. You know what I mean? And it's all about, you know, having patience to, you know, keep the flow of money going, and keep that nursing home going. And that's all it's really about. But we know that they don't care about people. You know what I mean? And
I want to run down the week and do a couple other things. So, Anthony, I want to thank you.
Yeah. Okay, you're welcome, Frank. You're welcome, Suzanne.
Oh, anytime. We always like
you. As usual, we appreciate all your comments.
Well,
you're welcome.
All right. Inner Sight.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thank you, Anthony. Inner Sight and Matt are glad tonight. That's Monday. Tomorrow night's open mic. You can pick your own subject. And Wednesday night is our nursing home show, and I want to talk about that in a minute. Thursday, a title that I don't know yet.
That's the truth. It's going to be.
And Friday, of course, we know is the funnies, you know. I've been doing some rethinking on this idea of a committee.
Yep.
And I was talking with Devin, who introduced Lavinia to us, and who's a young person in a nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly doesn't deserve to be there.
No.
So I got to thinking, instead of trying to recruit people on a committee, you know, why not get people to call Inner Sight And look what it led to with Mary. Yeah, it took a while, but we got her out.
Yeah, we did.
And work it the same way. And the people in the nursing homes who want to get out, that's our committee.
Yeah, it is. Some of them
that's really where it counts, you know. And I think that, you know, in rethinking it, I think that's more of a logical move, and it makes sense. Because then we can find people in these nursing homes who want to call Inner Sight, who help us spread the word, and get out of there.
Only thing is two problems. One, if they're incapable of doing it, period. The other, a language barrier, if they have any languages that they speak only and not American or English. So
People who can pitch in and talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we certainly have Spanish.
Yeah, that we do.
You know?
I know a little bit of Spanish, so I could probably get away with it too.
And I'm sure we could find people who would come on and, you know, the various language barriers, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking more in terms of directly dealing with people in the nursing homes, you know, and that would be our committee. You know, we ask them, like Lavinia, we asked her. Oh, I didn't even ask her. She asked me.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great.
So...
That's awesome.
I want to go more that route than trying to set up meetings and you know, having people on the phone. I think we got to go more in to the nursing home, and we may be able to hook up with the open doors.
That's what I was telling you. Yep.
You know, I'm going to find out about that. I'll talk to Jose Delgado and.
Yeah, he'll know about
see if we can get some kind of a notice put up with the open doors.
Right.
I mean, Silo is one of our sponsors.
That's right.
See? Now, if we can get that in all these nursing homes, we're going to get a lot of calls from the nursing home.
That's
what you need.
Yes,
you need
definitely.
To keep getting calls and talking about this stuff and reaching out to the politicians and you know, do a news conference every 6 weeks or whatever, you know, we feel, and let people tell their stories.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it's going to happen, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Everybody in the nursing home has a story how they lost their living accommodations.
Oh, yeah.
There isn't one person that doesn't have that story.
No, there won't be.
So there.
My mother lost
her
belongings.
Hook.
I had to clean out her house. I'm physically disabled. My mom, it wasn't easiest task. Believe me, you.
Yeah.
She had a lot of stuff.
They drove her out of her home.
I know.
Yeah. Why?
She was comfortable
because they
there.
Determined that she couldn't stay there? Look what happened to her in the damn nursing home.
She died.
Look how worse she got.
She got worse and she died.
I believe she would have improved in her own home.
I believe so also. She hated the nursing home. I don't care if she couldn't talk or anything. I needed the appropriate aid hours that they weren't willing to give it to me.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They wanted her money.
They certainly did. They took her husband's, my father's, a lot of his, what is that called, widow, Social Security. That's a big mad for me.
And
she
we
couldn't
had two
have,
lawyers,
she couldn't live up.
And they couldn't,
yeah.
They couldn't do a thing. You can't blame the lawyers. There's no law.
No, I can't. There's no law yet.
What the hell can they do?
Mm-hmm.
if we'd have had that hardship law that I'm talking about, that I want, she would have had a chance.
She would have, yes. And then at the end, she started not being able to talk because nobody was stimulating her brain. I mean, I hate Alzheimer's. I got to say that. That's the one disease that I can't stand. But she had something worse.
It's the old story again that I've told many times, and a lot of people believe it. These doctors are not trying everything that's out there to help people.
I agree with that. They should have had a lot of traditional Chinese medicine come in if they could not handle it themselves. And that's how I feel about that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And people need injections of herbs and
vitamins.
Formulas. You know? Look at what Gary Knoll did. He saved his brother from lung cancer with different injections.
And
kept monitoring him and taking care of him.
Wow. It's great. No, it is.
That's phenomenal. That's a miracle.
Yeah, it is a miracle. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Guess what I found? I'm going to be ordering it. It's frankincense and myrrh oil for, they usually put it on whatever you need to help improve. They had two of them that were like that. One was a rubbing oil, and one was, I forgot exactly the consistency of it.
I just got that from Dr. Berg.
Oh, you did. So I'll look up Dr.
Berg. The frankincense and the myrrh and the turmeric.
Oh, it has turmeric in it? Oh, that's
turmeric
good.
And a little menthol. And
really?
I discovered, to my great amazement, that I can put a little bit on my dog, and it's helping her.
Mm. Oh, great.
I tried
it's
it
oil,
today.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cream oil.
That's what
great
they have.
Stuff.
Oh, it's great. Because I have frankincense separate from myrrh, but I know that it's been used for ages and ages and can go, you know, on the outside of the skin at any time.
That's the oil that they anointed Jesus with.
Right. And they also massage his feet. They massage his feet, I believe, right before he passed away. They went to his feet. That's usually where they go for most of the stuff on healing. Is the feet
852 New York. Man, I'm glad. Anybody on the line? Time
Let me
for
check
a quick
one
call.
Last time. Nope.
Right.
We're just us. With, you know, Anthony listening to the show.
So, you know, the politicians talk. I heard today something that to me is outrageous. It's going to cost the government billions of dollars. $40 billion.
Right.
$40 million people affected by these student loans. It's going to cost $40 billion for the government because the president is forgiving these loans, you know. Now, I had an idea, and I think it would have worked. Tell all these people who owe the money, who owe the loan, all right, we're going to help you, but you got to pay $10 a month. Who can't pay $10 a month who took a student loan? Come on.
Very few people, you know, cannot pay a $10 bill every month.
That means the government would get their money and nobody would be stressed and for a lousy $10 and why didn't they do that?
I don't know. Maybe
why the
they
hell
realized
did they have to, in this time where they're talking, you know, this government's full of crap. I don't believe that there is a money crisis in this country. Because if there were, why would you take $40 billion, you know, away at a time like this.
Yeah.
And why don't they get rid of these damn nursing homes and free up that money?
Oh, yeah, that's the big one. That really is.
You know what
they're
it is?
They're enjoying it out on the hearts of all these people, and they're just drawing it out. They're not helping anybody get out.
People,
they don't care.
Politicians, people don't want the answer.
No, they don't.
They don't want the answer. You know, now, if he made it $10 a month, I bet your people would still vote for him.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I only got to pay $10 a month on my
That's
loan?
That's nothing compared to what the loan rates are.
I love
I mean,
you, President.
That's right. But it's very expensive
kind of
to give.
Mean, common sense, man.
You want to hear what they did with the people who are disabled who went to college? That's even worse, okay? What they've done is taken, you know, the student loans, all of that. You can't borrow again in case you want to go and further your education for you to be able to get a job. No, you can't do that. You cannot, and if you get something excused, you have to have permanent disability claim, and you have to be not working. Now, that is a tall order right there. What do you...
With this new thing, though, where he forgave the...
Yeah, he did.
Still apply
but it's
with
not
that,
gonna,
too?
They're going to check on people to make sure that everything is going right. They check on people, and the people get stressed and all of that. Now, I sure hope that they're just going to excuse those loans, because why would...
A lot of people don't
want
that. A lot of people saying that the government's going to lose all that money.
Yes, they are.
I told you, it should be
now,
$10 a month.
Yeah, whatever somebody could afford, that's reasonable. I had my loans excused because I am severely disabled, and I had to prove to them that I wasn't working on any... you know, type of thing, because then they would immediately put it back as a forfeited loan. And I'm like, I wasn't even planning that.
Well, my point that I want to make is that the government wastes all that
money. Yeah, they do. They really
people
do.
People need help.
The thing that I don't mind people helping, say, people who don't live in America. Say, for example, Italy needed more vaccines because their vaccines went spoiled. I'm just giving an example. They would give Italy, since their long time, you know, friendship and stuff with America, they would give them vaccinations. But now you've got a lot of things that you need to buy, like...
I wonder how many people got stuck with getting the bad vaccine.
Yeah, right.
Situation
has to
like
be frozen,
that.
You know. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's another reason why you shouldn't take that stuff.
Yeah, it has to be in a certain level of freezer.
Yeah.
Can,
and how do you know
that they
keep it at that level, or that they thawed it out, and then refreeze
it? Put it back in. Yeah.
You don't know what's
going
on.
They have to throw it out if they are not using it right away, for whatever reason.
Yeah, right. How do you know they do that? You're not there.
I don't. That's the thing. I took
damn
two
right, you know.
Vaccinations, and
another
I
mad.
Was not happy with that conclusion from it. My legs.
All right,
other side,
we got to get out of here.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you so much for listening. Matt or Glad Monday, tomorrow night's open mic. Inner Sight means freedom.
Yep.
Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Be with you tomorrow night. And thank you very much. InnerSight.info. Go to the website. You can go to the PayPal and make a donation. Help us keep it alive. Goodbye, world. InnerSight. Good night, everybody. InnerSight. Suzanne Kohlhaus, engineer. InnerSight.
You're welcome. Good night.